In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka.
Joe Palooka has been accused of carrying his first civilian championship match for racketeer Blackie Ballinger and his gambling ring. The fans and the papers are down on Joe for the first time in his long career. Sad and despondent, Joe went out into the night just to take a little walk and think things over after the big fight. A day has passed, and Joe has not returned from his little walk. The efforts of his friends, Nobby, Jerry, and Dan, to find Joe and to clear his name have been very much in vain. In just a moment, we'll learn what happened to Joe after the big fight. But first... And now, Episode 5, Dark Shadows. We go back now to 1 hour after the championship fight, in which Joe has been accused of carrying Al Wilson for Blackie Ballinger and his gang. We join two rather rough-looking characters sitting in an automobile parked near the dressing room exit of New York's Yankee Stadium.
But I still don't see why we gotta do this, Rock.
You ain't supposed to see, Al. You're just supposed to do. Now, just keep your eye on that exit.
Okay, Rock. I'm watching.
You don't think we could have lost Joe Palooka in the crowd? Or maybe he sneaked out some other door because he's ashamed to face the crowd.
Yeah. Sure looked as if something was wrong with that fight, didn't it?
Shut up.
Okay. Just remember one thing.
What?
Joe Palooka's a big guy. He's a personality. If something happens to Joe Palooka, a lot of people are going to be pretty sore. Even the way they feel about him now, they're still going
to
be sore.
Look, all we're supposed to do is to make sure Joe Palooka's missing a few days. Just a few days, you understand?
Yeah, but I don't know how to make a guy missing for a few days, and not forever.
Then you just watch me and learn.
Joe Palooka isn't going to go away and stay there for a couple of days just because we ask him to. And, Rock, you know, Joe Palooka's a pretty tough guy. And you don't push a guy like that into something just like that.
Well, a little tap on the skull has forced a lot of big guys to do something just like that. Look, Al, you just do what I say, see? Let's not have all this brain trust work. It's being wasted.
You mean on you?
No, I mean you.
Okay. But I just hope you and Blackie Ballinger know what you're doing.
Sure we know what we're doing. Blackie's a smart customer. With all this heat on Palooka, he ups and disappears for a couple of days. Why, then, it really looks as if he's in on a crooked deal, don't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, look, Rock, there. That big guy with his coat collar up. I'd swear that's Joe Palooka.
Yeah, that's him, all right. Come on, just follow along slow.
Where do you think he's going? What do you think he's going to do?
We'll just sort of tag along and find out. And when we get our chance, come on.
Rock, we've been following this guy half an hour now. Us driving along and him walking and everything else. He must be wise they were on his trail.
I don't think that guy's wise to anything, Al. He seems like he's walking in a daze or something.
Well, it's lucky for us that Palooka's in that daze right now, too. Well, it'd sure be wise to it that we'll follow him, all right. And of all the spots to head for, Dent Avenue and the railroad tracks.
Al, I'm not so sure. Maybe this guy's smarter than we think. Or maybe... Maybe Blackie's trying to pull something on us.
What would Blackie want to pull on us?
I don't know. Except that I do know that you can't trust anyone in this racket.
Don't you even trust me, Rock?
No, I don't even trust a stupid guy like you. Nobody trusts nobody.
Maybe I'm in the wrong business.
Maybe you ain't kidding. Maybe this is all a break for us. But then again, we couldn't ask Joe Palooka to be in a sweeter spot to be put away. Okay, stop the car. We're gonna get out and walk. Come on.
Gosh, it's dark around here.
Shut up. Keep your voice down. Even though he's in a daze, he might hear us. Look there.
P-
Look who's going into that little hamburger joint.
So maybe he wants a cup of coffee or sandwich. He might be hungry, you know.
Yeah? Maybe he knows we're on him. Come on, we're going in that place, too. And let me do any talking we have to do. Only let's not either one of us do much.
Yeah, but I'm not hungry, Rock.
Come on, we're going in here, stupid.
Okay, okay.
Good evening to you, gentlemen. What'll it be?
Well, I'll have a hamburger with onions and a cup of java.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I ain't talking.
He ain't talking. He'll have the same. My friend's quite a joker.
Okay, boys, have her fixed up for you in a hurry. Yes, sirree. Two with and java, Bill. You wouldn't want to make that two apiece with you, boys.
No.
I just thought I'd ask. I got to work hard and make a lot of money to make up for what I lost tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I had practically a week's salary bet on that Joe Palooka to KO this guy Wilson.
Oh? What do you think of the weather?
Boy, I'm telling you, I never saw such a phony fight in my life. You know, I used to think that Joe Palooka was a great guy.
Yeah?
You know, I usually never bet on fights, but, gee, this seemed like a sure thing. Why, I picked Palooka to knock Wilson out within 10 rounds. Everybody thought he'd knock him out in 6. Boy, if anyone ever carried a fight, that was it. And my wife's going to get sore, too. You know, I never bet on fights.
Yeah, it's a bad thing to do.
Can you imagine Joe Palooka pulling a thing like that? Of all people. Yeah, it just goes to show... Excuse me, boys, must be this guy's soup is ready. I'm telling you, I would have almost bet my life that Joe Palooka would never have done anything like that. You know, fellas, if I could ever see that guy, here's your soup. Hey, where'd that guy go?
He just left. I guess he must have forgot something.
Well, of all the... And without saying a word. Oh, well, at least he left a buck.
And that'll take care of our hamburgers, too. Come on.
Hey, where you guys going? You ordered some hamburgers, you... Well, what goes on here? Everybody walking out on us. Hey, Bill, I was just telling these guys that I lost my dough on the Palooka fight, and this big guy gets up and walks out, and then... Palooka. Hey, Bill, did you get a look at that big quiet guy who ordered the soup? I wouldn't bet on this, but if that guy didn't remind me...
This is wonderful. He's heading toward the railroad tracks.
What's so wonderful about that?
It's plenty dark down there, stupid. Al, I'm heading across the street. I'll get ahead of Mr. Palooka. Give me half a minute, then when he gets up to the edge of the warehouse, you catch up to him and ask him for a match. Then, while his back is turned...
Yeah?
Don't you worry. I'll do the rest.
Okay, at the end of the warehouse.
Say, pardon me, buddy. I said pardon me. Have you got a match? My lighter won't...
Well... That didn't take long.
Gosh, I guess even the world's champ can't take a bump on a bean like that.
World's champ. This guy's on his way to becoming the world's chump. Come on, give me a hand with him.
What are you going to do with him?
Come on, lift.
Boy, he's really solid.
Now, over to the empty freight car.
Oh, I can't.
Come on, let's get moving here.
Rock, shh. Now what? I thought I saw someone in the shadows, someone watching us.
Guy, you're crazy. There's nobody around. Come on, let's get this over with and get away from here.
Yeah, I guess it's my imagination. I hope.
Okay, set him down. Huh? I'll open this freight car door a little more. Okay, now up he goes. And in. Now, close the door.
Hurry up, Rock.
Well, hey, listen, that's timing for you. Okay, Al, it's done. And Blackie ought to tip us extra for this. There's a sweet job if I
Rock,
ever...
Rock!
What are you yelling for?
Rock, that freight car we put Palooka in.
What's the matter with you? You're shaking like a jar of jelly.
Rock, that car. I saw it when it passed under that light there.
So you saw the car we dumped Palooka in. So what?
That was a refrigerator car, Rock. We put Joe Palooka into a refrigerator car unconscious.
Why, you're crazy. We...
I thought it seemed cold when you pushed back that door, but I thought I just had the chills.
Look, Al. We didn't put Joe Palooka into any refrigerator car unconscious, you understand?
But we did, Rock. I saw it. We did.
Look, you stupid little weasel.
We were just obeying Blackie's orders, understand? We ain't responsible for no guy freezing to death, understand? We just put Joe Palooka into an ordinary empty freight car, understand?
Yeah. Yeah, Rock, sure. I understand.
The unconscious form of Joe Palooka, lying in a freezing temperature, is carried out into the night. In just a moment, we'll tell you about our next exciting episode. But first, the brutal attack of Blackie Ballinger's henchmen explains Joe's mysterious disappearance. But will the disappearance develop into something far more sinister? And what is the truth behind the Al Wilson fight? Don't miss our next episode, Missing Man Number 2. Same time, same station, for more exciting adventures in the thrilling story of...
The winner and still world champion, Joe Palooka!